Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Lisa Lanier is on the line, our official attorney of this program. You know, the first story today, I have to tell you this, is about an HOA that is trying to get residents in Houston to keep its garage doors open. And they have a reason. Yes. And it's a, you know, homeowners associations notoriously, they always win these kinds of cases. You know, they always do. And Chris Dim, I think he's trying to sabotage us. He sent me this story yesterday. He said, you must speak about this with Lisa. He found it. He's like, this story has come to my attention, and you need to speak about it with Lisa while I'm not here. And he's, we've got audio and everything. All these residents, they're upset because the homeowners association makes them keep their garage doors up. And so I sent it to Lisa and said, this is going to be our lead. And she wrote me back and said, well, I'm glad to do the story, but it's from 3 years ago. And I said, oh, Chris Dim tried to do this to me.
He set you up.
He set me up again. He does that.
Is it possible we've already done this story?
Probably.
He doesn't remember.
Lisa.
He's over Arkansas now.
He set me up. He's in the air. He's flying.
He set me up.
This is from 2018. And I was so invested in it, too. I was like, my God, these poor kids.
You're back. He can't get it past me.
Oh, yeah. He got it past. He didn't get it past you. That's right. The story is that, and this briefly, we'll talk about it, though, and we'll see what the outcome was, but they had had one family had had a group of people live in their garage. To keep that from happening again, the Homeowners Association told everybody, you have to keep your garage doors open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, of course, everybody fought this. Even a kid said, I'm afraid my bike will get stolen.
I don't think it's a good idea because they're going to steal my bike. I got electric scooter. I got electric wheelchair. I got all kinds of stuff. I just don't think it's a good idea to have it open.
Now, why does he have an electric wheelchair? We don't know.
Yeah. Kids.
He was standing running around while he was doing that. He didn't need an electric wheelchair. Then his neighbor said, no way am I doing it.
I have nothing to hide. I understand somebody had people living in the garage. I don't. I am following the rules. All I'm asking is a reasonable way of going around this. If you want to do a bi-monthly inspection of my garage, I have nothing to hide. If I have something that's being stored in there and you don't like it, I'll remove it.
Now, Lisa has the update to this story and how it all turned out. Who won this, residents or homeowners association, Lisa?
The residents won. The homeowners association backed down. And for whatever reason, this was like a trend around this time about 3 years ago. Several states in that area, I think Arizona was one, some cities in California, all out west, tried to do this because apparently there were these squatters that were taking over people's garages. And the people sometimes knew it and sometimes didn't. Sometimes it was a voluntary thing where they were exceeding the number of people that should live in a planned community that has a limit on how many people can live there. Other times it was just, it was like homeless people sneaking in there, but they were seeking to remedy both of those things. But it's just going too far to require people to leave there. You know, you're right that HOAs usually win, but here they did not in all areas. All states, all jurisdictions, they back down. This was just too far.
Well, I would think. I mean, come on. You got to leave your garage door. You know, I've got a lot of very valuable things in my garage.
Yeah.
Mountain bikes.
Bikes.
Weight benches. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts.
Electric wheelchair.
Electric wheels. There's so many things in
there. Yeah.
You know, the amount of weight equipment that is gathering dust in there.
Yes.
You know, is just, I can't risk that. I just cannot.
Oh, we should steal these bikes. Oh, the tires are flat.
There's cobwebs.
They dry rotted. Yeah,
they are. That's true. We're going to ride them when we retire, Lisa. My wife and I are going to start riding bikes when we retire. In 15 years. Now we have, this is a present day story and certainly one that I guess a lot of parents are complaining about. There's some folks at UMass Amherst. These are students who were suspended for not wearing masks while they were off campus. They were at an event off campus, didn't wear masks. The town where they are, Amherst, Massachusetts, had made it clear you were to wear masks at all times. So when video surfaced of them not wearing their mask at this event, they were kicked out of school. And we're told they couldn't even take their year-end exams on Zoom. They couldn't take it remotely. And therefore, their freshman years may have to be repeated. And the parents are like, listen, we paid thousands and thousands of dollars for them to go.
Yeah.
They were off campus. We get it. We get you're upset. But this is way too severe a punishment. I agree with them. I think this is wrong that they're doing this to these students because they're basically blocking out their whole first year.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts here, Lisa? Can they fight this and win?
Yeah, the kids, I think, will win here because UMass Amherst is a public institution. And the real key here is whether about regulating off-campus behavior is whether you're a public or a private institution. Had this been a private college, they can require kids to agree to a code of conduct both on and off campus. And it's like being a part of a private club. And you don't follow the rules, you get kicked out of the club. Mm-hmm. But with a public university like this, you have due process rights, you have constitutional rights that apply, and those cannot be waived by the school having a code of conduct. So I think the school went too far here. The kids do, you know, they also have an equal protection, sex discrimination type of an allegation here because they were all female. There was an all-male sports team around the same time that was pictured all over celebrating their victory. They won some kind of national championship or something. And they were, many of them, unmasked, and no one was punished. And so these girls are saying, look, those dudes did it after they were celebrating their victory. They didn't get punished. A few girls go around town having fun. We don't get, you know, we do get punished. You're unequal there. And so they have several arguments. So I think the university has some issues here.
Uh-huh. Ugh, fine.
Seems like UMass would be a little smarter than that out of the gate. Be a university.
It does seem like that. Do you think they intentionally punish girls over guys?
I know I do.
Well, you know, sometimes maybe it's not intentional, but sometimes sex discrimination happens because of certain biases and things that you don't even realize you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. You know, it was those girls that were in the NCAA tournament. I remember one of them who I believe she went to school. I forget where. But she showed the weight room for the women playing in the NCAA tournament versus the men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so minuscule that
the blew up.
Yeah, the NCAA did something about it.
And the NCAA said, yeah, fine.
All right.
We'll give you a weight bench.
Fine. Somebody go buy something, exercise equipment, get a treadmill.
What was it? Dave said they had them hooked up to that jiggly rubber band thing.
Yeah. That's some rubber bands in there. Yeah, work out with these women.
Here, take that.
All right. Here's the credit card. Go down to Play It Again Sports.
Yeah, don't buy it new. Buy used.
Always. Well, I'm glad to hear these young ladies are going to win this because I thought that was pretty out of line what the university did. We have another story. This is from England now. A car dealer receptionist has won what would amount to about a $35,000 payout in the United States after bosses had excluded her from the monthly Pizza Friday events. They never invited her.
What? What's the problem?
She says she was victimized by bosses who would go office to office and say, pizza, pizza, and then just skip her office.
Now that's rude. I don't know.
She was left out every time of Pizza Fridays. And when she would come by and say, can I grab a slice? They said, no.
No. That's Milton from Office Space.
Yeah. Isn't
that his name?
They completely left her out. Well, she sued and she won. Lisa, would that happen in this country? Were you surprised by this?
Yeah, they have greater protections in the UK for them. They have this whole employment court that hears all kinds of stuff like this. And they actually often, surprisingly, decide in the favor of the employee. But in the United States, unless this exclusion of her was based on, you know, protected classification like her race or her gender, then you can be rude in America. You just can. You know, you're allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just didn't like her, and they basically made no
bones
about
like
it.
Her.
They just skipped her office, and everybody was hollering and having cake and pizza. Woo!
And then they go by her. Hey, Jean.
Can I have a piece of pizza, please?
Yeah. No.
Can I please
Did I miss another pizza party?
I thought they told you.
You didn't get the email? You got an email, Shane?
And then she'll burn the building down later.
Right. Well, that's the problem. But she got a nice payout for that, though.
She did. And it was men and women. It wasn't anything about gender. I mean, there were women in the office that she would call them throughout the dealership about something related to work, and they'd go click as soon as they heard her.
We all want to do it.
Can you just do that?
Yeah. I mean, there's always someone.
Oh, that happens around here.
Click. Yeah. Man, my phone's not working.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry.
That's really low.
Somebody there likes her, keeps her employed.
Well, they did, but how did she wind up? Did they fire her? Or did she quit? I forgot at the end of the article.
She ended up transferring to a different branch of that dealership, I think. And she filed, after she filed this, because she feared retaliation. So I don't know how it's going at the other dealership.
Yeah, really?
They hate her there,
too. I can't imagine it's a lot better.
Wonder why they single her. She must have been just a crabby person.
She didn't want to work from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From now on.
Poor thing. My God. Oh, it's awful.